This is Wade Rathke, the Chief Organizer Report on Apps for Organizing and Social Change. Marching solidly on the trailing edge of new technology innovation, I want to make it clear that I'm no hater. I just want it to work for all of us. And hey, maybe there's some hope out there for some of the apps that are coming our way and might be tools for social change. In Taiwan, for example, a free protest app available through the Apple Store named Benguela, after a Taiwanese phrase associated with overturning a table in rage, was downloaded 260,000 times in a two-week period by users who wanted to determine if a product was associated with Ting Hin Seng International, a conglomerate at the center of a food safety scandal last year involving cooking oil. Now that's interesting, and what a great tool to assist the difficult task of organizing a consumer boycott in these days when big corporations can so easily hide one brand and show another so that people don't know where to shop. I'm not sure that the organizer is done with an app, but an interesting phenomenon on the other side of the digital divide seems to be happening in Seattle as well, with the organization of something that almost seems a contradiction in terms, the App-Based Drivers Association, or ABDA. It seems that Uber and Lyft drivers, who work at precarious terms at the beck and call of smartphone and computer apps for these high-flying ride-sharing services, have organized in Seattle with the help of the Teamsters local union there to resist the downgrading of pricing in the city, which has cut wages for some of these so-called subcontractors by as much as 50% in recent months. They've organized and gone to this very progressive city council asking the council to establish a procedure allowing subcontractors to unionize since there is no provision for them to do so under federal labor law. Needless to say, the companies are saying no way, but still, for the rest of us, the message may be that in the same way that apps can disrupt us, there may be ways and means for us to use apps to disrupt them. Tunde Abazi, formerly the longtime public affairs and empowerment radio broadcaster with our Voice of the People radio station in Dallas, visited with me recently in Los Angeles, where he's now the IT director for UCLA's Family Clinics in Venice. Sitting in front of his computer bank in the choir of the clinic closed on a Saturday, he showed me how I might be able to use a free application called Ustream on a smartphone with an internet connection to broadcast remotely from the phone directly on the air. It was amazing. I can hardly wait to try this myself. Meanwhile, Tunde is finally going to walk me through how we can develop a separate internet radio capacity for Acorn International. I have a Skype call this morning linking techspurts in the USA, Abu Dhabi, India, and elsewhere to discuss how to develop a membership recruiting video that can be shared with or without the internet for organizing in India. My daughter just sent me a link to the podcast on Serial about the soldiers' dilemma in Afghanistan. All that says, there's hope for all of us if we can just develop somewhere between a cadre and a crowd of folks who can listen to us closely and then take us by the hand to be able to adapt technology to the needs of organizing social change. Maybe they'll help us develop an app for that. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.